Ways. TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
And this is It's a Miracle Story, and we have one on the air. And I want to thank Jay Brett for sending this amazing guest over. And are you there? Introduce yourself.
Hey, this is Dr. Keith Johnson. How you doing?
Hi, I'm so honored to have you on the air with me. Make sure you're not on speaker because we are on 3 FM, 3 AM. And you have an amazing miracle story, and you are definitely in the miracle story business right now. And tell us your story and what happened to you.
Well, there's a lot of miracle stories that I could share with you. I think the first miracle story started when I was on the rugby team in Ball State, Indiana. I was an alcoholic, drug addict, just a crazy, angry young man.
And how old were you about, would you say?
I was 23 years old.
Okay.
And I had a 750 motorcycle Nighthawk, and I went, we've been drinking all night long. I went to the rugby game, and I was getting ready to play, realized I didn't have my cleat. And I thought, oh, no. So I jumped on my motorcycle, went flying back to the fraternity house, and I was going about 60 mile an hour on a 30 mile an hour road, and a car pulled out in front of me. And I didn't have time to put on my brakes. I slammed into the side of the car. I went flying about 50 yards in the air. And while I was flying, I saw this big white hand come up underneath me. It looked like Mickey Mouse's glove. It's the best way I could explain it.
Hmm.
And it came up underneath my butt and set me down on the ground. And I passed out for a moment. When I came to, I thought, wow, I probably have some broken legs. I probably have problems here. And I actually got up off of the ground on that experience and walked away. But I say it scared the hell out of me. I knew something supernatural happened to me. I didn't know what it was. I wasn't really a believer in God. I just thought, wow, something just saved my life. And it scared me. And I hitched a ride. I had $800 in my pocket after I cashed in my wrecked Honda Nighthawk. Came down to Florida with $800 in my pocket. And that was my first
miracle story. Wow. Oops, are you there? Do we lose you? Okay, we're live, 106.1 FM. Bobby, is he still there?
Let me double check here.
Okay, we are live, and this is Miracle Stories. We have every couple weeks of something with Miracle Stories. If you're interested to see more Miracle Stories, you can text 727-871-7788, and I'll send you my digital business card with all the Miracle Stories, and you can see them on the TAN Talk Radio Network live. And he also has some more stories. I don't know if he's driving, and it went out.
Might have dropped it, yeah, signal driving.
Call. It happens when you're live on the air. And so we thank you for joining, and coming up in about 15 minutes here about. So we've got the CC, and she's our new Bay Area Concierge Association. We're so excited to have joined ourselves. She's going to talk about some things why you should join. So stay tuned, and we're waiting for him to call back, Keith, with his miracle story. And I hope he charged his phone. In the meantime, I'm Dawn Reese, and let me tell you a little bit about today's shows that are happening here. At 2:30, we have James coming in and called Comedy News, Russo's New York Style Pizza on Thursday nights. We have live comedy, and open mic starts at 7:30. Sign up. You may win $50. And guess what? February 8th, we are having another amazing opportunity for everyone to come in and do trivia night. That's going to be fun at Russo's Pizza. Slices are about $6. You can't go wrong. And the pizza is amazing, but I will tell you this. Go and say hi to Norman, Lena, or Devin over there, my sister-in-law. And the Parmesan wings are super amazing. Oh, my gosh. They're my favorite. So, anyways, we'll see you at Russo's. Let's go back to Miracle Stories. We got the call back. And I'm Dawn Reese. And, Keith, we lost you there. Are you still there?
Hey. Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, so Brett was just telling me so much about you, and so how did that change your faith after that happened?
Well, you know, like I was saying, I left everything behind, and I found myself one day. I said, "Well, I met this lady, and I didn't know what I was doing really in Florida. I met this gal; she looked pretty nice looking, and I asked her out on a date." And she said, "No, I won't go on a date, but, you know, I go to church with you." And I'm like, "Church?" And be honest with you, Donna, I labeled all church people as, you know, they were either nerds or they're broke or they're lazy.
Wow.
And I'm like, I'm not a nerd. I'm too good looking to be a nerd. I don't want to be broke. And I'm sure not lazy. I want to do something in life. But she was so good looking, I said, "Okay, I'll go." And I went, and for the first time, I heard the message of grace, that God loved me, God cared, and that God would. Here was the cool thing for me. I was sold out. I was like, I heard that I could be forgiven of all my sin. I mean, when I heard that, I'm like, wow, this is like too good to be true. You mean everything? I've done some really bad stuff. You mean everything? The guy said, "Yeah, just raise your hand and receive forgiveness." I'm like, "Okay." I raised my hand. And at that point, Dawn, it was just like something happened to me. I got totally changed. And it's been 32 years now, 32 years. I haven't touched a cigarette, haven't touched a drop of alcohol. And I married that woman that took me to church. I haven't kissed another woman on the
floor. Wow. That is definitely a miracle story. So tell us what you're doing now. Jay was telling me you've got some amazing things in business that you're working on.
Yeah, so now I'm super passionate about, you know, it's one thing to be, you know, to have what I call spiritual wealth, right?
Right.
But you could be spiritually wealthy but financially bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the missions that I'm on is I'm on this mission to really empower people today to how to learn how to experience abundance in life and how to accelerate their results and how to eliminate bad debt. I got really spiritual, but what happened to me was I learned a lot about God, but I didn't know anything about money. I had a low financial intelligence. And it got so bad, Dawn, that we lost everything, and I had to sell my house, sell everything, move into my mother-in-law's little 12-by-12 bedroom. I define that as hell on earth. Hell is living with a mother-in-law that doesn't like you.
Oh, Lord. Oh.
And here I was. But during that time, Dawn, it was the worst day of my life, but the greatest day of my life. I discovered some things to get me out of that negative situation. $180,000 in debt, no money, owed $20,000 more in my car than what it was worth. And I ran into a multi-million dollar mentor who began to teach me how to get out of that situation fast. And the key word is fast. And everything we hear from financial gurus today, it's all, you know, getting wealthy takes 40 years. It's like getting wealthy in a wheelchair. You know, you got to wait till you're 70 and you can't do nothing. And then you retire, and then you retire wealthy, hopefully, cross your fingers, if you live till 70, right?
Right. Now, what city and state you're in?
Yeah, I'm in Spring Hill, Florida, just north of Tampa Bay.
Okay, here's what I'd like to do. Give everybody your social media. I want to invite you in on a special, because you're not just a 15, 20-minute interview. I need to bring you back in the station here at the end of the month here. And if you can, it's better for you to come into the station and really talk about this and what you're doing to help people.
Oh, yeah. Well, we can maybe work that out. Sure. Be glad to.
Because they need to see your face. And then, do you have a book or anything that you've written?
Yeah, I just wrote a book called Financial Fast Track. And that's where we talk about, hey, you don't have to wait 40 years. You could do it in one. You could do it in three or five.
Very cool.
Those principles.
Where can they buy that book at?
Right now, they can get special access, all your listeners. I'm going to give a free copy to them.
Oh.
And it's going to be coming out February 21st. And all your listeners can get a free copy. All they got to do is go. We created a special link for you guys, financialfasttrack.com. That's financialfasttrack.com. They can go there. I'll send them a free copy. They just have to cover shipping and handling. That's it. And we'll get that book out to all your listeners.
Very cool. And well, we're going to continue this interview. I just want to kind of give a brief intro of who you are, and then I'm going to get in touch with you after the show in about 2 hours here, and then we'll book you again for a special.
Sounds great. Thank you for having me on. It's been exciting.
Oh, very cool. And I love miracle stories. I'll tell you, with God, all things are possible. And we'll be right back with Cece with the Bay Area Concierge, and she's the new president. So let's go to that commercial, and we'll be right back. Thank you so much for calling, Keith.
I want to tell you about a fantastic group that I just joined, the Bay Area Concierge Association, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to support the growing tourism in Tampa Bay area. And it is so exciting because the money raised through the membership and fundraising is used to give back to the members and community through education and charitable donations, which enhances the hospitality industry in every way. If your business provides service in the hospitality industry, or you offer great services to the Tampa Bay residents and visitors, then you would like to connect with us too. What you need to do for more information, check out our website at BayAreaConcierge Association.com, or contact the president, Cece, at 727-667-5529 for more information.
And Cece, that was for you. And thank you for coming down here. I wanted to do a little special on you as well. A big special, because congratulations, you are the new president
of the Bay Area Concierge Association.
I love it. You know, I was a concierge for many years, and then we have the concierge show, like I do things out and about, and we have our sailboat, sunkisscharters.com, a 37-foot endeavor right here in Clearwater Beach, and you've been helping promote that as well.
Yeah, that's what I do. I'm the president, as I said, of the Bay Area Concierge Association, and I am here to represent our board and our members and just tell you a little bit about what it is we do. We believe in education for the people that are working to help our guests who come to visit into the Tampa Bay area. Therefore,
there we go. We need to join camera.
I have the slide. Sorry. So what we do is we're all about education. We have our members come out and experience different venues so that when a guest comes in and says, I've had enough of the beach, which I don't know why they would say that, but sometimes they do after being sunburned for a bit, they know where to go and what's happening in the Tampa Bay area because there's so many venues, attractions, and so on. And we believe very firmly that our people that are working today need support and they need to know where to send the guests. Because then the guest goes home and tells their family and friends
exactly
about how awesome their experience was, either on your charter or any one of our events that we have or anything happening here. By experiencing it firsthand, they learn a lot.
So we joined as an affiliate because tell us what an affiliate means, anybody okay. That's out there.
So when it comes to the difference between a concierge member, let's say, and an affiliate is you have Sunkist.
Right.
And you are an excursion. So you are something that a concierge would go to as a business to help them enhance the guest experience.
Right.
Our concierge are basically frontline hoteliers, anybody that touches a guest from the front desk to the bell person. To me, I am a lobby concierge. I work in a high-rise building in Sand Key. Yes. So it's a little bit different than, let's say, a hotel concierge. I work for Meridian on Sand Key, and I assist residents that live there full-time or part-time, depending upon what their travels are. Mm-hmm. And I help them get to where they need to go, and then I help them with their, experience with the building and so on. But being a concierge is a connection, and that's what our association is. So mm-hmm. we connect our hotel members. They meet you, you come to an event. First of all, we always have fun. That's the first thing.
I have to tell you, the Jolly Trolley ride we took over the holidays, that was so amazing. We got all the concierge group and we went around and we looked at all the beautiful lights. And then I had so much fun. I haven't been there in years. We went over to the Tampa Bay Downs.
Yes, that was awesome. Again, we really feel that, you know, our affiliates, such as yourself, such as Tampa Bay Downs, such as the Jolly Trolley, the education that our people get is to experience these things firsthand so that this way they can share it with guests who then will bring back more guests, then we'll tell them about the hotel they stayed in, the person that introduced them. It gives value to our members as concierge. It gives value to you as an affiliate. And it's a connection. We also, because hospitality has been very difficult for people working so many hours in triple time, it gives them a respite. They get to spend time with other people in the industry that understand what they're going through. And it gives them some time to just kind of relax and enjoy and be with other people. That's really what the Jolly Trolley was. We were supposed to do it
last
year.
That was amazing. Now, can anybody join a business affiliate, or are there certain rules?
The rules are is that it has to be something that a concierge would recommend to a guest. So there's just so many different things that concierge do recommend, but it's attractions, museums, points of interest, golf. We have a new Zen glass studio, which is glass blowing. Ooh. Imagine Museum, which specializes in glass.
The
Dolly Museum.
Yes.
So, you know, we have quite a wide range. I would say if you have any questions, to definitely reach out to me so that I could give you information.
It's
a wonderful organization.
You know, I'm even just Patty was here from Soap This, and I've got to talk to the concierge as well. We've got a cocktail and Carrington style on the Stars from Dynasty are coming in April 20th.
That was one of my favorite shows.
Really, I'm going to give you a flyer there.
I'm dating myself now.
I know. I love that show as well.
But the thing about our organization is that we give back to community. We gave $3,500 to Feeding Tampa Bay.
That's right. You did.
Because they feed our people. So we're all about connections, community, hospitality, volunteerism, and we're all about helping people. Our fees are so reasonable.
They are.
www.bayareaconcierge.com. You get a link on our website. We try to have events at our venues that invite us.
You've got a couple things coming up.
We do. We are doing, we're going to be at the Brown Boxer tomorrow night, and the Brown Boxer is awesome because they're also doing a big benefit on February 5th at the Brown Boxer North for the Moffitt Cancer Center. Tomorrow night, the Brown Boxer South is having us because they want to show us again what it is they do and how much fun. It's where the locals hang out and where
exactly.
guests should come to hang out with
great
locals.
Great wings over there, too,
yes.
by the way.
And then we just put something together. We have events that we do members only. So you have to be a member in order to participate. But we just put something very special together with one of our new members. It's going to be, it's actually just on our website. It hasn't even been out yet, but that's at Zen Glass Studio and Gallery, as I just mentioned. They're brand new. So we're very excited about that. We also, if you don't see it on our calendar, it doesn't mean it's not happening. We connect with people, and we do a lot of events on the side where other people come in that aren't necessarily on a calendar because we collaborate. We're with the Concierge Association of USA that's a member.
Nice.
So much going on that it's hard to get it all in a few
but
minutes
I
of
tell
promotion.
You, what we had paid for to promote our sailboat, sunkisscharters.com, I had a surprise. You said we got an email. It said, go to the International Mall, pick up your goodie bag. Well, in my goodie bag, there were two free passes to Busch Gardens.
Yes.
And that was really a surprise and some goodies in there for dinner and places. And then I had such an amazing time. I have to tell you, I haven't bonded so close with my grandson. We had you put out there for the Florida Clearwater Marina, and they were so kind enough, because I told him I was on the air and I promoted it. I went and I had so much fun with him. I've never been there before. And
yeah.
what an experience that was.
But that's what we're all about. The whole idea behind the Bay Area Concierge Association is to introduce affiliates, venues, people that touch guests to other areas in Clearwater Beach, Tampa Bay, everywhere, St. Pete. But anyway, the whole idea is to introduce them to venues so that this way we all connect. You talk about them, they talk about you.
Right.
And we have a lot of things that people don't even necessarily know about where we're at the center of, like connecting people and
exactly.
putting them together on shows and promotion. We do email promotions so that this way our members see
she's
what's
so
happening.
She's so good and so organized. And I'm like,
thank
oh
you.
My goodness.
Thank you. Well, I have a board that has been behind me, that are behind me, that when I say I, it's we.
And
couldn't
Dan
do anything
used to be my
without
boss.
Them.
Dan used to be my boss in promotions. Now he's running the Gator.
He's with the Alligator Wildlife and Discovery
yes.
Center. He's a new member at large. We have Ellen from Bon Appetit, who's our secretary. We have Hans Hess as our treasurer. It's me. It's Lord Byron. It's Ron McDougall as our membership director. Ron is a concierge. Now, he is somebody that you should talk to about being a concierge, because he's been around for a really long time, and he knows the old world everything.
See, that's amazing. So, and we even have a contest going. Anybody that's out there, of course, this is the Bay Area Concierge. We're giving the concierge $30 if they book a three-hour tour. No, three-hour cruise, my husband's. 3-hour minimum.
A three-hour tour. No, we can't.
We can't say
can't
that.
Do that. Okay.
He'll kick you off the boat.
That's
he's
a
like,
bad.
Go
sorry.
Get, I know.
Sorry.
And then he said 5 hours, they get $50. So yes. Anybody wants to promote sunkisscharters.com on their social media, and it comes from you, contact me, and I'll send you the link, and you may get a commission as well. So I'm looking for ambassadors out there.
So that's what we do. I mean, if you joined, you're a business of ours, you send me a promotion, the promotion gets broadcast to our members, members talk to other members, and we all connect. We all help each other. People think that it's a competitive market, and it really isn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what's so lovely about being here in the Tampa Bay area. We're here to support and help each other, and hospitality needs it. If you come and you have a good time, tell somebody about it. Tell a friend. Bring more people back. That's how we survive. And that's what we're trying to do with our affiliates as well as our members. We're trying to educate them and help our affiliates and help everybody in a wonderful circle. And the more memberships we get, and our membership fees, again, are very, very reasonable, the more we can give back to our community and help feed more people and help.
That's amazing.
Moffitt Cancer Center, Suncoast, we donated money when we did the light tour to Suncoast. We donated money to the Clearwater Marine Aquarium, to her empowerment. So.
And it's like family. I've met some really great people, and they're friends now, and we are so excited. We're going to be working with Free Ride, and I didn't know they had 9 cars.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
And they go around the beach.
They're members.
Yeah, and I'd love to do something with Russo's New York Style Pizza, because we could have like a pizza party with all the concierge. Do I have to go through you on that?
Absolutely.
So and that'd be fun.
And not only that, but we also want to give a shout out to Tony for oh my God, now I'm going to skip the name. Tony, I want to, Super Rides, okay? And if I'm Super saying it wrong, Tony, please forgive me. But anyway, Tony is providing transportation for the Moffitt Cancer Center going from the Brown Boxer South to the Brown Boxer North on February 5th. This is going to be on our social media. Tickets are $25 a piece. We want to really, really, really donate a lot of money to Moffitt Cancer. It's something that, you know, the Bay Area Concierge connected with Doug Stewart and Gator Hanley on to try to, again, pump up the numbers and just, you know, again, that's their show, but we try to help out. People come to us and say, hey, can you help us make a connection? We connected Tony to them for transportation, and he's
lovely.
Donating it.
That's lovely. Wow. And we're going to end with the commercial again with the Bay Area Concierge. I highly recommend, if you're in the guest service business, to join. It's so well worth it, and meet some new friends and just connect with the Clearwater, Tampa, St. Petersburg,
right.
All over.
Baca knows Tampa Bay and where who you want to be connected with, because we will connect you.
That's right. And up next, we've got comedy news with James and Russo's New York Style Pizza Thursday at actually 7:30. You can sign up for open mic night, and we have trivia night starting on February 8th. These guys are up next. They're funny. They're going to make you laugh in your car, and stay tuned. So I'm Dawn Reason, and Cece, congratulations
Beltran.
On your new position. You are definitely top of the concierge
list. I'm blessed that they wanted me in this position, and I'm happy to represent them.
And I have a new friend as well. I'm
Absolutely.
Dawn Reason. We'll see
a new
you.
Connection.
Exactly. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Only the names of
everybody.
Bye. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Only the names have been changed. But now that I'm home again,
I want to tell you about a fantastic group that I just joined, the Bay Area Concierge Association, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to support the growing tourism in the Tampa Bay area. And it is so exciting because the money raised through the membership and fundraising is used to give back to the members and community through education and charitable donations, which enhances the hospitality industry in every way. If your business provides service in the hospitality industry, or you offer great services to the Tampa Bay residents and visitors, then you would like to connect with us too. What you need to do for more information, check out our website at BayAreaConciergeAssociation.com or contact the